VXA listening.
4VXA, KD2VNG.
Roger, roger. Just trying to do a radio check here. I'm having a pretty bad time on the 2 meters today. Usually I can hit up to Asheville, and I really can't even hit them today.
I think the variable is the repeater being where it is. But yeah, I've hit those repeaters up there, probably further away. So yeah, you sound good. You got a strong signal into the what is it, the Paris Mountain or Caesar's Head Mountain, whichever repeater or whatever mountain it's on.
Roger, roger. I'm not sure. All I can see is I think this is one on the Heart Network.
But it's not, as far as I know. The one in, there's one in Simpsonville and there's one in Spartanburg that might be part of the SD Heart. I don't know, it could be. But I don't think this is linked up to those. You'd have to ask, the guy to ask is W4DJW. Yeah, it might be part of the Heart Network.
Problem marked with an H. So this says like Ringville H, and that stands for Heart. But I could have made a mistake now.
One in Spartanburg, and there's one, maybe, it's not much, there's a lesser, not a real good one in Simpsonville, and a somewhat better one in Spartanburg. Those are linked up during the week, or during the weekends. They just link them up to the SC Heart Network. This repeater, I don't know. I don't think so, but I could be wrong.
Well, like I said, I could have made a mistake. I was just checking out my radio. I do a lot of HF, but I do have the 2 meter stuff on the same radio here. It's an FT897, and once in a while I'll get on here just to make sure my antenna and everything is still working.
Yeah, antenna got blown down quite a way back and never really bothered to put it back up. So one day when I have a chance, which I've been saying for years now, I'll go put up another HF antenna.
All right, I'm going to say 73's here and take care. This is Killer Killer 4, Victor X-ray Alpha clear.
KDXA, KD2VNG, 73's. Talk to you later.
ZEW. ZEW, if you're still looking for that Spartanburg repeater, I have it pulled up right here.
Me, it was just the station I was talking to. Yeah, that there is one that's part of SC Heart, and I was saying, I don't know if this was one or not, but the Spartanburg one is definitely, I think, 145-90-something, or I have it in here, too, probably, in the radio.
7.315. It does have a PL tone in, which would be 123.
I'm beginning at 315. Yeah, that's the one. They link it up either in the weekend. During the week, they link them all up. Or maybe during the weekend, they link them all up and leave them all linked up. And I think you could also link it up as on an as-needed basis. There's a, I guess a DTNF sequence.
They link up on the weekend. And if it's EchoLink enabled, you could do an ad hoc link. But I don't know if that one's EchoLink. You can look at a computer book and find out.
Not that much, This is the only repeater I really hang around much, because I guess this is one of the, probably one of the more active ones in the area. Now, there's another repeater I have. I have it programmed in here as W4NYK, and it's the other one on Paris Mountain, or Caesars Mountain, or whichever one this one isn't on. The 14682 repeater, which as far as I know, nobody ever uses.
Caesar's Head repeater, and the one on Paris Mountain is what they call a backup repeater. They used to have a phone patch, but they're both maintained by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. I don't hear much activity on Paris Mountain. This one's the most used, the Caesar's Head 610. and then I hear a decent amount of activity on Mount Mitchell, which is 145.190.
Sure, I can't hit it with the car radio. I could probably do it with the radio on my desktop, and that's just going to, you know, a copper tube plumbing J-pole, you know, just nothing fancy antenna. Yeah, that's a good repeater. So, in other words, the 682 is the backup repeater for this one, in case this one goes kablooey. And yeah, you're right, years ago it had the phone patch. So dial some DTMF tone, you know, dial a 7-digit phone number and it connects you. But that facility, if it's there, still there, no one's used it in years.
Phone is .820. It's very much working as a repeater. I like it because I've got direct line of sight to it, but no one else really uses it. And I can hear Mount Mitchell very well from the car, but I can't quite break squelch and be clearly heard until I'm about in Greenville or north of that. I'm down in Spartanburg. I mean, not Spartanburg, Simpsonville. KO4ZEW.
ABUK82VNG. Yeah, that's been my experience. I'll pick it up on the car radio. Good luck trying to hit it. Unless I can jack this thing up to 65 watts and then I'll blow a fuse. You know, also just the regular quarter wave whip antenna, you know, you're not going to do it anyway. But yeah, I can get into it from, I'm based in Graycourt, so from there I can get into it on a fairly regular basis using just the, you know, the plumbing supply, the copper tubing J-pole. Easy antenna to build.
And if you can get it up into the air high enough, you can get some distance out of it. And if you're in Graycourt and you're receiving Mount Mitchell, then you do it really well.
The J-pole isn't even mounted up high. It's basically sitting, you know, in the corner of the room, you know, leaning against a non-conductive wall. So if I got it up higher, it would do even better. And I've hit that thing on as little as maybe 10 watts. And I would say line of sight, it's a good 80 miles or more.
Quite a hop. But yeah, if you can get line of sight, you can get some surprising distance out of it. Even have some low wattage.
Some signal from somewhere on the ISS space station before. You know, I don't have the trackable, steerable antenna, so I may have heard just a few words of something. But it was the 2-meter repeater that used to be on the ISS. If it's still there, I'm sure it's still there. I heard it on maybe some other frequency.
Probably still there and still used. If I get a pass kind of nearby, I can grab about a minute and a half of it with a disc cone. And but usually it's really crowded because people are just using it as a repeater. So it's hard to get into it because it just stays slam busy, especially here over at the East Coast.
Some kind of net, or maybe they were having the school children call in or something, you know, question and answer, talk to the astronauts, and it must have been passing directly overhead, because, yeah, I heard maybe a few seconds of something, and then it was gone. If I had this terrible antenna, I'm sure I could have stayed with it.
They'll do that scheduled talk time with school. I think that's fantastic. If you get the right equipment and they can actually track it, you get about 10 minutes of conversation.
One of those, some sort of steerable mount for, I think generally 2 meters and 70 centimeters. The uplink is usually 70 centimeters and the downlink, or the other way around, But yeah, build one of those. I've even seen people using the ham satellites on affordable with some sort of handheld antenna. Okay, just sort of keep it pointed at the satellite, and they were actually able to get a signal through on a handheld.
It's like a handheld Yagi arrow antenna. I saw one at a ham fest. Gosh, this summer. And I really regret not grabbing it, because it was one that, you'd easily be able to track. You could manually track the ISS or any satellite. And I've seen people use that same antenna with handheld. Yeah, you can get, I think if you've got a rotator, you can get software that you can program, all the parameters, and then the software will run your rotator and track it for you.
I'm sure you can buy that. I'm sure you can build that. I'm sure I can write the software for that matter. The satellite is coming in, between this azimuth and this azimuth, at this elevation to this elevation, and it's going to be overhead for this long. And, move the antenna to track it. Yeah, that's not that hard to do. Now another one of these projects that gets put on the forever back burner, right?
The algorithms for that are pretty simple, and I'm sure you can find them open source somewhere already published, but I haven't gotten too much into satellite work, and I'd really like to, but just a matter of getting there along there on my journey.
With the right antenna. Who is it who, there's an article on the ARRL website. In 1969, he had the ground to, command module, the ground frequency for the lunar module, and he was listening to that, coming from the moon, from Apollo 11, and he even recorded a bunch of it, including a part where they had a phone call with Nixon. So, yeah, there's some good weak signal work right there. Intercept the spacesuit, lunar module and lunar module, the command module. That one very weak channel.
That is completely amazing. I'm sure that was like a total highlight of that person's life. I think it'd be funny if you could get the one of these Virgin Galactic or Blue Origin billionaire flights and listen to that.
Say anything that's that interesting. I personally don't really care what Jeff Bezos spends his money on his toys. I don't know. It might be interesting. But anyway, I'm at my next destination, so thanks for the cue, though. And call sign here was KD2BNG, if I didn't give it before.
KO4ZEW. This is Ben, as in Benjamin.
Okay, very good. My name's Glenn, KD2BNG. Anyway, I'll let you go, 73s. And if I ever start listening to the net again, maybe I'll hear you on the net. There's a 9 p.m. net,
I usually do the web pre-check-in, because I think it'd be great if we could just get to more conversation and rag-chewing instead of 45 minutes of people just checking in, but I don't know, that's just me. But I do listen to it a good bit, and I'll call in phone every now and then just to say hello by voice.
Gotta run, but nice talking to you, and I'm sure we'll run into each other again.
This is KO4ZEW 73, and I may talk to you another time.
KK4SU Mobile Monitoring.